You're listening to a podcast from the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
Thank you very much, and thank you, first of all, for your patience. I'm sorry I was late coming here. We're getting ready for the visit of Vice President Biden on Tuesday, which will be the first U.S. vice presidential visit to Moscow in a very long time, and another sign of the relationship making progress. I want to start out with congratulations and appreciation to Matt and to Carnegie for, I think, what is really a remarkable report. And what is so remarkable about it, as Ambassador Malian said, is not just the, I would say, extraordinary attention and care paid to the work that we have done in the Bilateral Presidential Commission since it was established, but also to the broader U.S.-Russian relationship in historical context and the commitment that Matt has shown and obviously that Carnegie has shown as we sit here at the Carnegie Moscow Center, I think has played a very important role, and I want to salute that, and we're grateful for that. I also want to say it's a privilege and an honor and a pleasure to be here with Ambassador Malian, who, as he himself mentioned, has devoted most of his career to this relationship, to making it better, to helping us together achieve things that we couldn't before, and we're deeply grateful for his involvement with the Commission, and I think we would not have achieved what we have without his personal involvement. So I want to say thank you for that. Also to introduce Mark Gould, who's here from our embassy, who is our embassy commission coordinator. He's someone that you should get to know if you're interested in working with the commission and with our part of the commission's activities here. I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the comments that Matt made, also that Ambassador Malian made. There are a couple of things that really struck me that are important to take note of. One of the reasons I think the report is especially valuable is because it looks at not just what we've done, but how we did it and how we got there. And the word how, actually, Matt highlighted the word how. I think we can take some credit gladly for launching this on behalf of our two presidents and for all the activities that have happened since. But the truth is, when we started, it was a leap of faith. And the how part of it was actually a very early decision on both sides to try some different approaches that Matt highlighted, including a decentralized structure without a secretariat, with just a few people who are furiously trying to run and catch up and find out what all the various working groups are doing, without formalized reports, without formalized plenaries, at least to start. That really was a leap of faith, and that came, and I think we have to emphasize this, it came at a difficult time in our relationship. Things were not great at the end of 2008, the beginning of 2009, to put it mildly. So agreeing to take a decentralized, informal approach was I think, a big deal. I think, as Matt has noted in the report in several areas, that has been part of the recipe for success of this process. It is also the cause of a lot of stress and anxiety on the part of those of us whose job it is to keep track of the Commission and all its activities, because without centralized structures, frequently we literally are just barely keeping up with all the things that are going on. But what it's done is opened up an enormous range of new contacts, of new activities, and I think that's an important point about the Commission. As Matt said, it's not that the Commission itself has done these things. And it's not even really that the structure of the Commission has served as the backdrop. The Commission itself was in many ways the green light. Ambassador Malian mentioned a green light from the White House, but the green light from both sides to basically say to people, go out and do things together and report back to us on what you're doing as soon as you have time. And that's essentially what's happened. And what we now have is people on the working level and just about every level on both sides coming up with ideas, contacting each other, doing stuff, and then hopefully remembering to tell us about it so we can capture it in our reporting, so we can steer it if it goes off the tracks. But that's a really new approach, and I think it's a very mature and exciting approach, and except for those times when it is very stressful, when we're not really sure that we know exactly all the things that are going on in the 18 working groups, I think it really has helped us get so much going so quickly in really 2 short years. I think we've also brought a lot of new faces in. One of the things that struck me when Matt talked about the lack of large numbers of people on both sides of the relationship who are really involved in the relationship, it's really true. One of the reasons we are so glad to have this whole range now of new cultural and educational exchanges, sports exchanges. We've actually had some criticism from people who say, you know, that's very Cold War-ish, you know, to do that kind of student exchanges, musical exchanges, sports. You know, we did that 30 years ago. Well, as Ambassador Malian said, yes, we did, and then we were gradually not doing them anymore. And one of the things we've identified is we need to get our young people meeting each other again. We need to get that kind of contact going. And this has been a vehicle for doing that. And we're trying to do some new and exciting things. And then in some cases, we're trying to bring back things that worked in the past and enable them to flourish again. Matt mentioned some of the highlights that we've been working on. I do think our counter-narcotics cooperation is an example of where we really had no relationship at all practically 2 years ago. Now there is a real, I would say, personal partnership between the head of the FASCAN, Director Ivanov, and Director Kurlikowski of the Office of National Drug Control Policy in the U.S. Director Kurlikowski is coming here this month for what I think, I can't even remember how many meetings they've had together, but this has become a real partnership, not just including joint operations in Afghanistan, but also intelligence sharing, narcotics flows. We can look at some of the other areas, and it's all in the report. I agree with Matt. We don't want to repeat what's there, but in health, some of the things that we're doing now, which are really new, very exciting. I think the other point I would make, Matt mentioned we have some winners and we have some more difficult areas where some of the working groups have had a tougher time. Sometimes it has been due to bureaucratic difficulties. Sometimes it has, as with health, I think been due to competing priorities. Sometimes it has been the fact that some of the areas where we're starting work again are areas where we really haven't had an active relationship and we're starting from the ground up. And I think we have been okay with, from the beginning, the idea of a multi-speed commission where some working groups are going much faster than others. And the idea has been that each will find its path and its velocity, if you will. Obviously, we want everybody moving forward, but doesn't have to all be at the same time. And that's one of the reasons why it's good not to constantly have deadlines that are artificially imposed for reports and plenaries and other things, where you say, you know, essentially, we don't care if you've done anything. You have to come up with something because we have a report due or we have a plenary. So we've avoided that for the most part. It's a very small number of people on both sides who are actually working on this. I would say not even full time, but even part time. So it is sometimes a challenge, and I agree with Ambassador Malian that 18 is probably not the end of the growth of the commission. I think that's a healthy sign. I also think that we're starting to get more notice and the press in electronic media. I think we're seeing a lot more commentary on the commission's activities, which is really good. We're also breaking out from the relationship between the two federal governments, and I think getting more involvement at the state and local level. And that's really important. And that is where I think having that green light from the top is important. But we are dealing with two enormous countries, and to the extent that this is a Moscow to Washington process, it isn't really what we need it to be. We're also, I think, going to push some new approaches. One of them is in the question of media and culture. We actually have, over the past few days, had a conference in Boston on mass media, which has taken a pretty new approach. They've been doing a live webcast, and they've had students in Moscow, St. Petersburg, Kansas, and Columbia, Maryland, participating in a live web chat with the participants. This is the kind of thing we haven't done before, and again, the idea is to, you know, certainly to get a younger generation involved in some of this. We're pushing very hard to link the commission to social media, to electronic media. We're working on Facebook and YouTube. I think we're starting to get bigger audiences there as well as on the blogs. We're also trying to do public-private partnerships more frequently, and one of the things we said when we established the working groups is each one could come up with its own formula for bringing in non-governmental organizations, the private sector. Some have done more than that, but for example, when we're doing civil society, when we're working on innovation in the TechDel, we mentioned Skolkova, the Business Development and Economic Relations Working Group. For the first time next month, we'll have the business community joining to provide input on the agenda next month. So I think that's very, very important. Ambassador Malian is absolutely right, and this is something Matt addresses, that money is, as always, a problem, getting official resources and then leveraging that to get resources from other sources is always a challenge, and especially so at this very difficult time for us in budget terms at home and for some of our partners. But I think I feel very good about where we are today, and I honestly will say I feel even better about it having read the report, because it actually helped me sort of realize what we've done together in the past couple of years. And I think it's fair, it's critical where it should be, and I think it is true that we have to avoid the culture of having a meeting and saying that that's an accomplishment. I absolutely agree with that. That's always a danger. But I think we're off to a good start, and I want to once again thank Matt and Carnegie for helping us get there and giving us this really helpful roadmap for the future. Thank you.
Thank you for your presentation.